During his recent visit to China, UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, announced that the UK government will underwrite the Chinese founding of the Hinkley Point nuclear power station, which has raised speculation that the two sides will seal the deal during the Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to the UK. Martin Freer is a professor of nuclear physics at the University of Birmingham and director of the Birmingham Energy Institute. He explains that to meet the UK's target of reducing carbon emissions by 40% by 2030, the country needs to develop its nuclear power stations with overseas investment.
So to get to 40% actually requires a massive investment in nuclear energy, and the UK doesn't have the capability to deliver that investment. It hasn't built a nuclear reactor in the last 25, 30 years. It doesn't have a substantial nuclear industry which can build reactors, and it therefore need companies from overseas to come and build those reactors.
He says China is a likely partner in the UK's nuclear power station development because the nuclear industry is very active in China, and China has the biggest building program for nuclear power plants in the world.
This is an opportunity for China to understand the culture in a UK market. Once they have understood that culture and brought their technology then subsequently to the UK, this becomes a window to the world, so it's a shop window. And China, if they can bring Chinese nuclear power plants to the UK, which is one of the most challenging places to get a reactor through the regulation system, if you can do that in the UK, then you can then sell that technology worldwide. So this is a great market opportunity for Chinese companies.
Another possible Sino-UK cooperation project that has been at the center of attention is the UK's high-speed 2 rail. The planned link will connect a cluster of cities in northern England, including Manchester and Liverpool. It will play a significant role in the UK's Northern Powerhouse scheme proposed by Chancellor of Exchequer George Osborne. Jin Xu, Minister Councillor of the Economic and Commercial Office of the Chinese Embassy in London, says the project has attracted Chinese investors' attention and will open new channels for Sino-UK business cooperation.
In areas including high-speed rail construction and other infrastructure development, the Northern Powerhouse project will generate vast potentials for China-UK cooperation. The boost to England's traditional industry powers will create a win-win situation for both sides.
During his state visit, the Chinese president will travel to Manchester to hear about UK's plans to revive its northern cities and looking at prospects of Sino-UK cooperation in the football industry. For CRI, I'm Deng Xulian in London.